Now, next Wednesday, we're very excited about this. We're going to be doing an All-Ireland Zoom call. We're going to have somebody from every one of the 32 counties on the show next Wednesday. And the idea is that the listeners take over the show to say thank you to the frontline workers. They can be very specific about it, or they can just be generally thanking everybody who got us through the lockdown. The reason we're doing this is that way back, about a month and a half ago, we decided to dedicate a show to thank yous. And we were inundated with emails and texts and phone calls from people all over the country, all wanting to say thank you. And we got to some of them on the day, but nowhere near enough. So we decided to revisit it, and we're going to do it next Wednesday. So we want a representative from every county. And I think we have our Cork person, and it is Teresa O'Brien. How are you doing, Teresa?
Great, Ray. How are you?
Good. Thanks for taking our call today. And as you're listening to this, and if you think you want to be involved and help us out with this, you can email irelandsaysthankyou@rte.ie. It might be something you'll have a chat with your family and friends over the weekend about. irelandsaysthankyou@rte.ie. Now, thanks for your email, Teresa. So your thank you is specific and general. So I suppose we'll start with the specific first. It's your daughter.
Yes, my daughter, Emily.
Tell us about her.
Well, Emily is 24, and she's a nursing student Queen Margaret's University in Edinburgh. And she came home on the 17th of March, just for a few days break before her exams, and then all the COVID kicked off,
yeah.
And everything was turned upside down for everybody. So, like here, universities were closed, and luckily she was able to do her exams online and that. And she decided after her exams that best to stay home and, you know, be safe, I suppose, really. So she said, what am I going to do with my summer? So she decided to put her name down on the HSE register and apply to some local nursing homes. So St. Luke's Nursing Home in Cork, which isn't too far from us, they were the first to get back to her. And she went down for an interview, and she was taken on there straight away. So she's been down there since, more or less working maybe 3-4 days a week.
Yeah.
And
Were you worried about her, Teresa, because all the stories coming out of...
Well, yes, I suppose initially... we didn't hear too much about what was happening in the nursing homes when she first started. And then, we were hearing all the terrible stories around the country and in other countries. But thankfully and luckily, where she was, they had no cases. Everyone was tested, and there was no positive COVID results came back.
Oh,
so.
Great.
It was, you know, we were very relieved for that, for her and for us, obviously.
And she's become a nurse for you as well.
She has.
You had a bit of an accident.
Yeah. I suppose a few weeks into her stint in the nursing home, her sister was doing her final exams in college and online again in UCC. And the day she finished, she was saying, oh, well, that's it, I'm finished, but can't celebrate, you know, everything is closed. And so she said, can we just have a family, you know, party here? So
yeah.
We did, and we had a bit of takeaway food and a bit of fun and a few games,
yeah.
And then they were playing their music, and I like to do a bit of dancing.
Of course you
and
do, yeah.
Just entertain them all. So, of course, the more I was dancing, the more they were laughing, so I was dancing even more and jumping and everything. So anyway, unfortunately...
Sorry, I shouldn't laugh. I just have an image of you pirouetting around the kitchen.
Yeah, I was kind of... I thought I was doing Strictly Jive, you
oh,
know.
Right.
I was going for it.
Which is very difficult.
Jump, yeah. And everyone heard the loud crack, and I went down on the floor, and unfortunately, I broke a bone in my foot.
You poor thing.
So I have been in, well, first of all, I was in a cast, and then they put on a boot. And so I've been in that for the last just 6 weeks.
So she was helping you out with that. And then your mum, is she living with you?
She is. Mum is, she'll be 90 now in October. Nice. And she's, well, herself and my father, he's dead now, but they've been living with us for the last 18 years.
Nice.
And so in the last couple of years, I've been mum's carer because she had a fall down the complete length of the stairs at home 2 years ago.
Nice.
So I've become mum's carer, and no, she's doing very well.
There's a hierarchy of care in your house at the moment.
So
Emily is caring for you and you're caring for your mum. But Emily also has become this sort of taxi driver, has she?
Absolutely. She's been great. I mean, on her days off, on her afternoons off, her mornings off, she's been taking mum and myself out because I always loved doing walking, like doing long walks every day. We have a little dog who would walk forever, and so Emily's been ferrying us here and there, and been going up to West Cork and East Cork when the, you know.
Where were you in West Cork?
Down to Roscarbery and Glendore.
Oh,
lovely down there.
Union Hall.
Absolutely beautiful down there.
Yes, yeah.
And we've had picnics and to Youghal. My father was born in Youghal, so we've
been. When they announced that you can stay in your own county, I remember we got a text on the day. Going, it's okay if you're in Cork, but what about if you're in Louth?
And I know.
You won the lottery when it came to that.
We were very
lifting
lucky
of restrictions, didn't you? Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is because we're running out of time. So next Wednesday, this is the deal, Teresa.
Yes.
Right? Have you ever been on a Zoom call?
I haven't been on a Zoom call. No, I've been on house parties.
Ah, yes. So you know the idea then, right?
Yes, I do. Yes.
And I'm sure Emily or Ellen will show you.
See, so
you download the Zoom app onto your laptop or your phone or whatever, and it's foolproof. We will send you an invitation with a link on it. You literally click on that, and before you know it, you'll be looking at me, my ugly gob, and we'll be chatting, and that's it. And like, where would you say? Would you do it from the kitchen?
I could do it from the kitchen.
Yeah, I like the idea of people being at the kitchen table, you know, with the built-in kitchen behind them, or the dresser or the decorated fridge or whatever. Just it's a nice sort of image for people. Would you have a Cork jersey? Would that be pushing it?
Would we find something?
Yeah, the county colours anyway.
Yeah, absolutely.
And basically, I'll be coming to you, and I'll just go, how are you? And representing Cork, we have Teresa O'Brien. How are you doing, Teresa? And then we say, I'll say nice built-in kitchen there, snot green. It was probably nice in the early 80s or something like that. But I did that. And then I'll say, who do you want to thank? And you go, I want to thank my daughter. And on behalf of the people in Cork, I'd like to thank all frontline workers. And
that's
what we're going to do. And we're going to do that in 32 counties next week.
Great idea, Ray.
Yeah, well, and thanks. And you're the first one to be signed up. So
brilliant.
Thank you. Ireland says thank you at rte.ie. Have a think about that over the weekend, and please do email us because we need a representative from every county. And Teresa O'Brien, I will be talking to you next Wednesday between 3 and 4:30.
Lovely, Ray.
Have a great weekend. Stay safe. See
you.
Bye.
You too.
Bye.
Bye now.
Bye. That's it from us. We're back on Monday at 3 o'clock. Mary Wilson is on the way. Have an enjoyable and safe weekend. And we'll talk to you, as I say, Monday, 3 o'clock.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.